BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Monday Scott Mills Daily. I really hope you enjoy it because for one day I become the home of football. That's right, our football team, the Radio Wanderers, take on Merseys team. But how did they do? If you missed the result, you will find out on this podcast. I'm surprised you've managed to keep away from the score. Real or No Real with Phil off of Dan and Phil, because Dan is not V-well, and a rare insight into all staff emails here at the BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Apparently, today, this show is the home of football. Yeah, football war. Obviously, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning, you heard all about the match, the big match between the Radio Wanderers and the Tottenham Hotspurs. Doesn't even work. Now, we will be revealing the result of that match this afternoon on the home of football, BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Thing is, right, at the moment, Chris is currently on a train back from the big match with Grimmy. And they can't hear this because they're on the train. So, technically, I don't really have to talk about anything to do with football until 3 o'clock when they arrive. Ha! Here on the home of football. So, in this half hour, I'll be talking about air stewardesses and tanning. And also, I'll be playing Miley Cyrus, Ellie Goulding, and my new big thing, which is Rizzle Kicks. But don't worry, football later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here, the home of football this afternoon. John B is listening to me at Fleet Services at the moment. Loving all the football chat. John, as you know, that is the best service station in the whole of Britain. He's in the loo at the moment, texting me, which I find a bit uncomfortable. But John, don't leave it there. Don't just go to the loo and then drive off. Like, go over the bridge, browse the shops, play the arcades, make the most of it, make a whole day of it. Breathe in Fleet Services. Also, Paul in Bristol is loving all of the football chat this afternoon. What football chat? There hasn't been any. All I know is that there's a football match after the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. It was Merseys team versus Grimmy's team. You may have heard all the pre-match chat, is that what you call it? Which involved, on my Twitter quite early this morning, just like a half-naked picture of Grimmy and Merseys getting into what looked like some kind of ice bath. That's football. They're on a train at the moment, so they can't hear this. We'll talk about the match and we'll reveal the result when they get back. We'll have Ollie on the phone a bit later, and Grimmy will be here with Chris, and we will reveal who has won. Mike's been on. Loving the football show, Scott. Thank you. Miley Cyrus is coming up. And Evie and Grace in the car from Cornwall to London with Tom, also loving our special football-themed show this afternoon. Glad to hear it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you don't like cringing, turn away from the radio right now, just for a few minutes. This is Two Door Cinema Club and Handshake. It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. So, Friday felt awful. So, sorry I wasn't here. But when I sent the message saying, oh, I don't feel very well, I wasn't aware, when I was listening from my bed, that Hugh wasn't able to make it from the beginning of the show. No one told me. So imagine my surprise. About 1:10, after the first couple of songs were played, when this happened.
Tune, that is The Killers on BBC Radio 1. OK, I am obviously not Scott Mills.
That's Chris.
I'm Chris Stark. OK, what I want to assure everybody listening is I've got a great team of people around me. It's all going to be fine. I've been shown roughly what I need to do here. And I'm going to crack on. We can all get through this together. Hugh Stevens will be on very soon, I promise you. I'm going to press this, and we'll all pretend like this is absolutely fine.
Oh, Radio 1. National, Radio 1. Oh, he did well, though. But the thing is, you know when you're watching something a bit cringe on TV, at least, like, there's a sofa that you can hold on to. When you're in bed, you can't hold on to anything. All you can do, which I did, is kind of just stuff a pillow over your face and pretend it's not happening.
Another banger. Hugh Stevens is not here yet, still. But I have been told he's off his train now. He's heading here. He's in a cab. He's going to get here as quickly as he can. I am still in control. Unbelievable. Here's another song.
Oh, bless. What really stressed me out is when I saw on Twitter that Hugh was still on the train and there was a picture of him next to the door going, I'm about to get off. It's like, oh, no. It's nearly half past one.
In fact, I'm just being handed a phone now with a text from Hugh Stevens, which says, brilliant, taxi driver's gone the wrong way.
Oh, no.
So this is going well.
This is really stressing me out at this point. And then, bless, even Greg James popped in to help.
Brilliant, just been handed this bit of paper. Now I've got to play the big thing, Scott's big thing.
All right, here's some information on it.
Right.
There.
Read. So this is One Direction, best song ever. We obviously spoke to Harry last Friday. It's a great song. You'll love it.
Nailed it.
Sold.
And after?
Hello? One Direction, best song ever here on BBC Radio 1. It's all fine. Greg?
I think it's brilliant.
Where's Hugh?
Oh! It's good to be back. But thank you to Chris, and thank you for Hugh, eventually, for coming all that way and stepping in on Friday. I promise you, I'll try to make it not happen again.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. I spoke to Miley for the official chart recently. You will hear it very soon on Sunday afternoon on the chart, and see it as well, because we filmed it. Includes a story about how she had a massive, crazy Hollywood party at her house in the Hollywood Hills, away from the paparazzi, just her and some mates. And it goes on all night. She gets like 2 hours sleep. 9 a.m. the next day, the doorbell rings. She stumbles over like empty pizza boxes, various leftover drinks, sleeping bodies to go and answer the door, looking a proper state. Like, she's looking awful. She is hung over, but not expecting anyone to come around. Answers the door, and there's two kids, about 11, who start crying and going, no, what happened to Hannah Montana? They'd got the wrong house, and they're supposed to be like going to a kid's party next door, just got the wrong door. Gutted if you see Hannah Montana looking in that much of a state. That is Miley Cyrus, and We Can't Stop on BBC Radio 1. Now, I was in Corfu this weekend, playing in Cabos, and I just want to give a big shout out to the air stewardess on my flight to Corfu this weekend. I really enjoy it when people on trains or planes go off script, because obviously they read the same thing out day after day after day about the safety procedure and about the snacks on board and about, you know, turn your phone off, because obviously that small smartphone is going to interfere with all of the multi-million pound equipment on board. And this lady on Saturday morning, she went off script a lot. It was really early in the morning, but she was on fire. I wish I'd caught her name, but I didn't. Now, if you've been on these airlines where you have to buy the food, even though there is a menu of what you can have right in front of you in the seat pocket, they somehow still have to tell you over the speaker what delicious food and drinks they have. Have you noticed that? And it's really loud. So let me just give you a quick demo of how this lady did it on Saturday morning, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this flight to Corfu. I'd like to inform you that we have a selection of food and drinks on board which can either top up those blood sugar levels, fill those holes, or even wet those whistles, including the fabulously tasty egg and bacon roll. For those of you craving something hot to please those taste buds early this morning, we have the croque monsieur, otherwise known to you and me as a cheese and ham toasty. And for those of you feeling thirsty, why not quench that thirst with our delicious gourmet hot cocoa? Bon appetit. She was incredible, like completely off script, making it up. Whoever you are brilliant. Matthew on Twitter says, Scott Mills desperately needs to be an air hostess. It's something I have considered. Someone says that my air stewardess accent sounded like Grimmy. No, that's all sick. Not the same. Not the same. Ray Fox, Boom Boom on BBC Radio 1. Right, Lucy's been on saying, yes, we had the same air hostess on the way to Corfu a couple of weeks ago. And Emily on Twitter, yes, I had exactly the same woman on my flight to Turkey. So enthusiastic at 3 a.m. in the morning. She sold the food so well over the tannoy, made me want to eat everything. I know, she was good. Fair play to her.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this must happen, I think, in a lot of offices. And if it has happened in yours, and you've probably still saved it because it was good, I want you to forward it onto me if you can. If you don't mind, if... obviously, I won't use full names and everything, but if you don't mind forwarding on to me, you can trust me. One of those emails that is a classic all-staff email. Now, this one, about half an hour ago, and all the replies, has just gone out to all of the BBC. We have, like most companies, an internal company email. So it's like a BBC all-staff email. Now, this starts... It's from someone called Karen. And it says... Highland toffee from my holiday in the kitchen. So she's obviously bought some toffee on holiday and it's now in the kitchen, if anyone cares. But she sent it to all of the BBC. A boring food email. But then of course, people start having the banters. So Gary replies, thanks, Karen, but I'll have to come all the way down from Manchester if I want some. Then Caroline's been on and replied to the Highland toffee offer, saying... She's from Radio Bristol. I'll have to hop on the shuttle bus. Don't think I'll have time before my next link. I think Caroline might be on air or something. But then what I quite like is there's always the people having the banter and it's who snaps first, because there's always going to be one person that doesn't find it funny. And in this case, it's Rebecca, who says, can you take all of us off this email, please? We really don't need to know. Okay, so Rebecca's lost it. And then Michael chips in, still replying to everybody. Good point. We don't need to know. But then the beautiful thing about Michael's full name is that it's Michael Fudge. And then Nick chips in. Fudge on toffee, everyone. So this is still going to all of the BBC, and I love it. And it's still going on. So if you've got any, obviously I won't say the company name. I might even change the names. Probably best. Send them to me, because I think some of them are great. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you've got anything that are good enough. Okay, Posh Radio 4 Lady coming up at 2:45 with Dear Scott. Dan and Phil, Real or No Real, at 3:40 this afternoon. And when the lads from the football arrive, you'll be the first to know. Hey, the Posh Radio 4 Lady's been on, and she has recorded some Dear Scots for us. So anything that you want to say, anytime, it's your forum. Say what you want. Send me an email like these people have.
Dear Scott, Chris and the PR4L, I have been a long-time listener to Radio 1. In the past, you've mentioned how irritating it is to hear singers breathing when they're singing.
Yep.
However, I have noticed something which is equally, if not more, irritating than this. Since you have moved into the new Radio 1 building, I've noticed you can hear the click of the computer mouse when you are talking. As you can imagine, this has become very irritating, as this is all I can focus on. Please sort it out. Smiley. Love you, bye. Graham from Southampton.
I hear you, Graham. Sometimes I listen to my own podcast. Is that wrong? And it does annoy. And since we moved into the building, you're right. There has been a lot of clicking of the mouses. Other people have noticed it. I've got a few more emails with the same subject. However, Graham, got some news for you. Actioned it already. Listen to my mouse. Listen. Minimal, isn't it? Now, that was really clicky before. Listen to my mouse again. Yes, Graham, I got a silent mouse, especially for you. Already done. One step ahead. But thanks for your email. Now, here's someone that's quite excited about the football chat after three today.
Dear Scott, please make the Posh Radio 4 Liddy say, goal! 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 From Harry Gray, age 12, from Milton Keynes.
Cheers, Harry. You're probably one of the listeners that were lured in by the promise of the home of football today from 1 o'clock. And it's happening at 3 o'clock, Harry, all right? That's when you'll hear everything that happened in the Radio Wanderers and Tottenham Hotspurs match earlier today. And next on Dear Scott.
Hello, Z's. My name is Emma and I absolutely don't have a rabbit nose.
What? Oh, yeah. This is last week when we were saying about what is the first thing that comes into your head when you say a name. This is when we just found out that the new Raw baby was called George. And this was Chris's reaction.
We've literally just found out that the baby's name is Prince George. Chris, how are you feeling?
Do you want to know the first word that comes to my head?
Go.
Moustache. Right, because it's weird, because as soon as I think George, I think either dragon, I think moustache, and then I'm starting to imagine a baby with a moustache. And I don't know why, and that... a moustache and a big beard. And I don't think the baby has either, but for some reason, the first, I'm thinking George, Prince George, and then I'm thinking beard, and I don't know why.
Yeah, and then we did some others. So George just thought beard. Don't know why, just did. Emma, rabbit nose. Chloe, blonde and unreasonable. Chloe in the office didn't like that much, yeah. And Tony, old man, a bit bald. So, I don't mean to offend, Emma, it's just the first thing that comes into your head.
I live in sunny Spain and I love One Direction. In fact, when I heard Best Song Ever on your show last week, I jumped up in excitement and stubbed my pinky toe. And I'm now on crutches, unable to use the pool and stuck sweltering here at 39 degrees. Great start to summer. Love you, bye.
Okay, good. So you're saying that you stubbed your toe because of us. Sorry. And it's cool. If you haven't got a rabbit nose, it's fine. I'm just saying that most Emmas have. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with what you want to say on Dear Scott, and we'll get the posh Radio 4 lady to read it out live from her big mansion.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You'll notice I had produced up this kind of trailer, which maybe in hindsight is slightly overproduced considering it is just clips of some blokes halfway into a football match or even the pre-chat to a football match. But you've got to make these things sound exciting. So this is coming up at 3.
Today on The Scott Mills Show. The biggest drama since Rylan got to Nicole's final 3 on X Factor.
Oh,
Join us for worldwide exclusive coverage as Ollie's Tottenham Hotspurs takes on Nick Grimshaw's Radio Wanderers.
You know, fair play to him, but he's going to lose.
You won't miss a second of the passion.
How are we feeling? Are we good?
The fighting talk.
We need to be full of passion in this, which we do. We need to determine it.
The dedication.
Chris Stark, who is one of our star players, was desperate to get on the beers last night. He thinks he went to bed at 11:30. I've heard otherwise.
The unshakable confidence.
I'm going to try to make this team win. I don't think we are going to win.
And the haircuts.
Robbie Savage is just doing his hair over there.
Oh, looking at Nick, I've got to say his hair's in much better condition than mine.
You're listening to Radio 1's home of live football. Stay with the Scott Mills Show for unrivaled coverage. Mers versus Grimshaw. This afternoon from 3.
Yep, the boys are back soon and they'll have the result.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, look, they're here.
Oh, hi.
Oh, they're here.
Oh, hi.
Oh,
hi.
They're here.
You okay?
Oh,
you've been waiting.
It's a clash of the titans. The biggest drama since Rylan got to Nicole's final 3 on X Factor.
Yep. True, though.
The deadliest rivalry since The Wanted took on One Direction.
It's even scarier.
The fiercest showdown since Sharon Osbourne fell out with Danny Minogue.
Wow.
Mers versus Grimshaw. You're listening to Radio 1's home of live football.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills. not live football.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Happened earlier. So, Nick Grimshaw and Chris are back. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Don't tell us the score yet.
Oh, we won't. Or ever.
Oh, no. Don't.
No.
Okay, all right. So, a lot of people have been asking how it was. I'm sensing tiredness.
Yeah,
tiredness. Well, we're pretty tired. Like, we got there late last night. Not making excuses.
Yeah.
Woke up today at 5:05.
Yeah. A long day.
Long day. And then also the preamble of my show this morning, it was 3.5 hours of training. And then at the end, I was so tired. My eyes did actually close at the end of the show.
I saw it all on Twitter and I was listening. There was a lot going on. A lot
of... like, okay, you're on. Play.
Yeah. And this is good.
Chris Stark off of Scott Mills is going to play.
Saw him in the bar last night.
You saw him. Well, good to know that he was in the bar last night, downing pints.
Yeah, I did say to him, I said, you know, Gaffer's not going to be happy.
I'm not
happy.
I told him to go to bed last night.
Yeah, he was down there buying drinks. And I said to him, no, I went, no, I'm all right. He went, no, go on, have one. No, I know, Chris, I'm all right.
No. What time till?
I reckon he was in there at least till about 4 o'clock this morning.
Sure.
Oh.
Four?
It wasn't four.
You did look a bit peaky when you were playing.
Oh, intense training there from Chris. Take it seriously.
No.
Down at the bar till 4.
No, why are you believing him? He was on the opposite team.
Oh, that's true.
I'll be honest with you, though. I was in the bar last night, and my tactic was to try and buy him...
Oh, that's good.
...a whole load of drinks.
I've heard that's what professional footballers do.
Mm,
but
really?
He didn't accept him. He took it so seriously.
I know, he does. He's very competitive.
He did.
Here's the brilliant
bit.
He'd
take his music called Chris so seriously.
I know. Here's the brilliant bit where you find out you're in goal.
I'm going to be in goal for the entire thing. What are they saying, Ian?
The rest of your team are training at the moment and they think you're in goal, so you better go out there and tell them.
Oh, okay, I'm in goal then. Well, I think it's better for me to be in goal. I don't want to be in goal forever.
You don't have one. You don't have one. Much for goal. I'm sure goalkeepers.
Goal's fine. You just do a bit of texting.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I've downloaded a supermarket app as well, so I'm going to do my big shot.
Did you manage to do
that? No, I didn't manage to do it, actually. Turns out football's quite a fast game, Scott Mills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But did you do a bit of texting?
I didn't do a bit of texting. I did commentary whilst being in the goal.
It was bizarre. In all the five-a-side matches I've ever played, it was one of the weirdest because Grimmie had...
Yeah, I had to wear this
He wore this camera on his chest.
Oh. But and a microphone.
But what he was doing the whole time was commentating. So he'd pass the ball... And then he'd start going, and Cristant's got the ball.
That's really weird.
Very weird. They should do it.
They should do that.
Half football costs.
Yeah,
it would. Absolutely. Get it
done. Cut them in half. Here's Robbie Savage sounding really confident.
I'm Robbie. The game is about to start, and looking at the opposition, they look very, very fit and healthy. I think we're in for a tough game. I think we are the underdogs, and looking at our players, not so sure, but...
Oh, well, brilliant.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. Robbie turned up late.
Yeah,
it's proper late.
Yeah.
And then he said it was because of the sat nav on his Bentley.
Yes.
Oh, darling.
Oh, which is a nightmare, as we all know.
I know.
Yeah.
And pre-game nerves from Chris also.
This is the thing. Grimmie's not taking this seriously at the moment. But all I'm trying to say to everyone is all we can do is try. He's having... Look, right now, he's having...
Oh, I can hear you stressing him. Stressing your voice.
He's got no socks. What we need to do is we need to gather together. This is... I'm not even joking. I'm taking this seriously. Yeah. This is going to be a hard half hour.
Serious. Serious voice.
He got serious.
I know.
He got proper serious.
I've seen this before.
I could sense it. He was like, come on. And kept saying things like passion.
And Grimmie's final words to his team.
Grimmie, final words to us. Come on.
Final words. Let's do this. We're a good team. Think about all those people back at Radio 1 who want to do this. Think of Limla sat around her desk, okay? Think of Fern Cotton at home with that baby. We've got to support everyone that we work
with. Jobs.
Think of our jobs. Think of Scott Mills. He loves football.
I love it.
You do love football?
Yes.
I like that they're the top three people at Radio 1. Limla, from management. Yep. Fern Cotton, who's off. And you.
And me. Yeah.
The home of football.
The home of
football.
Okay, so next we are going to speak to your opponent, Ollie Merz. Justin Timberlake. Take Back the Night.
The way Chris Stark moves to this is really something.
It's like the 70s. Did you just a decade?
Did you just hoo the 70s?
Good.
Hoo the 70s.
Nice Radio 1 Twitter pic of you and Merz running into the ice cold.
I didn't okay that picture. This
morning.
A
little bit of
better ones.
Early morning nakedness.
Yeah, a little bit of nakedness with Ollie Merz. There's also a great one of him holding my boobs.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's really good. Here he is. Hi, Ollie Merz.
Hello, guys.
You okay?
Hi, Ollie.
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well.
Oh, at least it sounds like you're all still friends.
Oh, we're still friends. It was a really good morning. It was so much fun. I've got to say, though, in Grimmie's defence of today...
sounding good.
No, not like that. He was talking earlier about how much he had to do before the game. And to be fair, I only did half of it and I was really tired. So... You know, he had to go into the game pretty much tired.
Yep. I'm a true sportsman, though, Ollie. I just got on with it.
That's right.
I loved your comment of, actually, football's really hard.
It is. I thought they were having a laugh.
It's quite hard. And you can't even, do a big shop or text.
No.
Who knew?
Who knew you couldn't text?
So, here's the Radio Wanderers and Tottenham Hot Merz. First goal, but who's it going to be for? We ready? Let's play it. Here it is, the first goal.
Oh, no! The first one in.
Oh, that's to them then, right?
Yeah, I was in the net to start.
Okay.
So I let one
in.
In fact,
Grimmie, weren't you in for the first six or seven? Oh, no, I've given quite a lot away.
Oh, no! Not six or seven. Don't tell me
six or seven minutes.
Just keep going.
Minutes, okay. Here's Nick's reaction.
It turns out... Not great in net, but these nets I think are a little bit big, don't you, Fiona?
I think you need to focus on your game.
Okay.
Fiona. Fiona was well horrible to me today. I said, do I at least look like a footballer? She was like, no.
No. So they're the first goal being let in. I really hope it's not six or seven. Oh, no. Okay.
Let's say the next one.
I hear that your team are very strong though, Merz.
Well, our team?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I picked a strong team because I was very concerned about what Grimmy was going to bring into the table. And when I heard that he had Savage, I was like,
I know.
Oh my God.
Powerhouse.
So I had to make sure I had to bring reinforcements in.
Okay, so I've just been handed this, which is, I'm told, a goals montage. So let's just play this.
2-0. 3-0 now.
Is this to them?
Yeah, to them.
4.
Come on,
now 5-0. That's still 6-0 with now on the second hand numbers. 7. It's 8. 8-0.
Come on, Brett. Come on, Nick.
9. Now double figures. 10.
No.
11.
Was that you?
Yeah, we got one.
It's a miracle! They've scored!
All right, Merz. I love that.
So
hang on a second. Can I just...
Yeah, you recap the score.
Can I just check? Is it 11-1?
Yeah.
I didn't know those scores
11!
I didn't know those scores could happen in football.
It's actually disgusting, isn't it?
11, Chris.
But you had to be there.
Can I just say one thing, though? Chris, can you talk them through the second or third goal?
No.
Ollie, do please.
No. This is where he went quite quickly past me, or through me.
I went through
you. That nutmegged him and put it into the bottom corner. I was very pleased.
Brilliant.
I nutmegged two people today.
What does that even mean?
It's when you kick it through their legs. Yeah.
That's new for me.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Try it out, Scott.
I'd like to nutmeg someone.
Yes.
It's a great feeling.
Do you know what? I got really close there. Ollie was in goal and I hit the post.
Oh, you did?
How gutting was that?
Oh, we have to get it in, not the post.
That was a great strike.
Mm.
Well, listen, it sounds like you all had a lovely day. Obviously, it's not for you, is it?
Well, I liked it. Ollie, what did you think of my playing today?
I'm being serious. Honestly, Grimmy, it was such a good day. Even everyone at Radio 1 that played,
yeah, for you.
My team, it was really, really fun. And you know what? For someone that's never played football before, you actually showed some really good touches. And I reckon, listen, mate, I reckon when the time we get around to doing the rematch, and hopefully in December, I reckon it's going to be brilliant.
Rematch?
We're going to do a rematch in December.
We will improve.
We're going to learn how to be footballers before December.
I love that. So you were like, how do we do? How did I do, you said?
Yeah.
And he went, well, it's been a great day. Swerve.
It's a great day.
Swerve. Okay, thank you very much, Ollie, and well done on the score.
Thanks, guys.
See you soon.
Bye, Ollie.
Bye.
This is Right Place, Right Time. Ollie Merz singing now.
Oh, yeah, let's play more Ollie Merz. This is the last time his song will ever be played on Radio 1.
Yeah, he's banned. The Scott Mills Daily. Dan and Phil fans, Dan's not on.
He's not well. You've
Dan
just
is
got
not
me
be
today.
Well.
No.
Dan is not be well. Phil is still here.
Phil is fine.
Phil is fine. Yeah. Hey, Phil.
Hi. I'm quite excited.
I know. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when did this sickness from Dan come on? Was he spewing over you last night?
I didn't hear any being sick in the night because the toilet's quite far from my bedroom.
Right, okay.
But
not on air or anything?
Not on air.
The show was fine?
He looked a bit green this morning.
Oh, okay.
Which wasn't good.
Well, get well soon. Dan is not very well. And Chris is the new Dan for you today.
Well,
you
the new Dan.
Well, I can,
just
I
for
can
today.
Step in. You've ridden solo before, though, haven't you, Phil?
I've ridden solo.
Yeah, we all have. I was for most of the show today.
Are you resentful?
No. I enjoyed it.
I was on my own for large parts of the show on Friday.
Well, there
and
we
indeed
are then.
The night before.
Well, yes, we need to talk about that. Anyway, so are we ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Should we play Real or No Real?
Let's play.
Yes.
Here it is. It's a football special today.
What? You've had enough, haven't you?
Dan, would he have been any good if he was here?
No, I'm even worse. I don't know anything.
Okay, so we're not...
That should be
okay.
Fun.
That's fine then, because like I thought Dan might know everything. Which
was,
okay, good. Right, here we go then. Football, real or no real? Are these real or not?
In 1995, a Manchester City fan was banned from bringing frozen chickens into the club's ground after he repeatedly used them to celebrate goals by swinging the birds around his head.
Maybe it's one of those things that's good luck for him.
They have funny rituals, them football fans, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Is this one of them, though?
I don't know. It's an odd one, this, because I would have thought I would have heard of it. Yeah. But equally, it's a really weird one to make up.
That is weird, though my grandma always used to kiss the light switch before she went on holiday and left the house.
Well, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Apparently, kiss the switch?
Kiss the switch. Apparently that's good luck in some parts.
Kiss the switch before going on holiday?
Yeah.
The light bulb or the switch?
The switch. Not the actual thing you press. But, you know,
a bit hot.
Kiss the bulb.
Kiss the bulb. So, did Man City fan, or this one in particular, did he wave chickens around his head every time there was a goal? Real or no real?
I love these kind of stories if true, so I'm going to have to say real.
I think that would be real because people are insane.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. What a legend.
What about this football fact?
In 2004, there were 39 children christened Aston to parents of different Mr. and Mrs. Villas in the West Midlands area, and none in the rest of England and Wales.
Oh, come on.
You can't call your child Aston Villa.
No, but think about it. I mean, they are both... That's not a ridiculous name to think of, is it? I mean, in the sense that Aston is a normal first name, Villa... Slightly Spanish, but decent last name.
Villa. Oh, Spanish.
I suppose you pronounce it Villa.
Villa.
Don't you?
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa.
That's quite a nice name, isn't it?
Would you do that to a child?
No.
No.
In the West Midlands, though, you surely would have...
What are you saying about the West Midlands?
No, I'm saying that they, of anywhere, would clock the Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are very dedicated to their teams, though.
Aston Villa. Real or no real? 39 Aston Villas in the West Midlands, but none anywhere else.
What are you saying?
I'm saying no real on this.
I don't know. Again, I want it to be true. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
It is. Well done.
Incredible.
We try and find them all.
Yeah. Next.
The TV chef and Norwich City Football Club director Delia Smith has been known to secretly dress up as the club's mascot, Captain Canary, and hug the players as they leave the pitch at full time.
Yes, Delia
does do some ridiculous things.
Are you searching for this on the internet?
No, I'm not. What I'm trying to find here is a brilliant video of Delia Smith. Where she's
Do,
yeah, she's come on to do, I think it was a bit of a sort of, I don't know, to G up the crowd.
She was rallying the troops.
She was.
And I think she might have had some wine, but it's a brilliant video.
It's so good on YouTube. Just type in Delia Smith, where are you? And it's her, just, where are you?
Brilliant.
Dan is a massive fan of Delia Smith, so he'd have been good in this section.
Why is he a fan of Delia Smith?
I don't know. But we've got
that's
lots
quite
of
odd.
Her cookbooks at our house.
Where are you? Yes.
Oh,
I'm
there
watching
we are.
It now. Watching it now.
It's one of those where she must have woken up the next day gone, no, I did.
Yeah, I did do that. But does she sometimes be the Norwich City mascot just so she can get a hug off the players?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to say no real on this one.
I'm going to go with real.
Before we do that. Go on, Delia.
Come on.
I want that as my ringtone.
She's amazing. I love her.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you say?
I said real.
I could have going well, the football one, isn't it, Phil?
Oh, great.
Next.
In 1993, Congleton Town FC were forced to call off a minute's silence to mourn the death of the club's oldest fan after he walked into the ground and asked what was going on.
What? I mean, especially if he doesn't, you know, he's walked there for the game.
Huh?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. His picture's on the big screen or something.
No one was more surprised than him.
What? He stood there, sort of.
I'm still here.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what we're saying here is that it is a minute's silence for a not dead man at Congleton Town.
Who's since turned up. Now, I don't want to be rude, but I haven't heard of that team.
Congleton.
I've heard of Congleton.
Have you?
Where is that?
I believe it's in the north of England.
Oh.
I think it's near... Oh, no. I'm going to get it wrong if I say that. I think it is near Manchester.
There you
is
go.
Is that right?
Brilliant.
Because I'm sure when I used to work in Manchester, I remember Congleton.
And did you support Congleton Town?
Not much.
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go real on this one.
Yeah, it's more Cheshire way, isn't it? Yeah, Sandbach. Yeah. Posh.
I'd like to say real. I think that's a nice story.
A lovely story. But is it real or no real?
That one's real.
Oh, wow.
And at the end of that football special, Phil only scored 20. I scored 40. Good result.
Result for the first time today.
I've won something.
Yay.
Yay.
So that was Monday's really sporty show. Back to normal tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. And at 1:45, we spit water all over pop star Eliza Doolittle on Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.